out here on the floating dock. When that sun lays down, we'll be on our way. One more barefoot round, one more last chance to say, hey, senorita, don't you think we need a salt and a margarita?
Good Wednesday morning to you. It's 8:10 here on Palmetto Morning, 64 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
I always love to welcome in our listeners who are listening on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app and WRHI.com.
And we also want to say good morning to those who are watching us on CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as on all of the major social media platforms. All you have to do is search for WRHI or CN2.
We're getting some of the latest headlines coming out of the Anne Springs Close Greenway. We're going to first start with Elizabeth Bowers. Good morning to you, Elizabeth.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Great. Now, what's going on at the Greenway?
Oh, so much. All the time.
It's a big question.
Yeah. I'd take up your whole morning if we were here to talk about that. But we have two wonderful fall fundraising events that are coming up that are supported by our clubs, the Greenway Ladies Guild and the Colonel's Club. We have the Taste of Fort Mill, which is this Friday, which we're so excited about. And it's almost sold out. So if you plan to go, you better get in on it now. And we have over 20 restaurants attending that will be there to just, you know, kind of wine and dine our visitors and guests and make for a lovely evening. We're so lucky to have support of our York County restaurants, and that really makes the event what it is. But we'll have great music and wonderful opportunities to support the Greenway all night long.
And does this serve as a fundraiser for just various programs there at the Greenway?
It is. Both of these fundraising events contribute to the annual operating costs of the Greenway. You know, many people vastly underestimate what it costs to run and operate a 2,100-acre nature preserve, and we could not do it without the support of these fundraising events. So it's critical to our mission.
I'm glad you pointed that out, because some people might just say, well, it's just a bunch of just open land and it's woods. Like, what else do you need to do? But if anyone who's been to the Greenway knows, it's just the upkeep of those trails and the systems and just everything else you have.
Plus, we are a thriving landscape. You know, many nature preserves you'd never visit and really don't have a lot of recreation opportunities, but we're really the opposite. We offer so much as far as recreation, educational programming. Think about all the things that bring you to the Greenway. So, so many reasons to support us and to get involved with our mission.
Another group that has an event coming up later this fall. It's called the Colonel's Club, and we have Steve Long joining us. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning.
So give us the details first about the Colonel's Club.
So the Colonel's Club started in 2017, and it is a men's philanthropic group. I had to ask my wife this morning, philanthropic, philanthropic, different.
It's okay.
She corrected me. We're going to go with philanthropic group. It's a philanthropic and social group club. We get together and we'll have social events at local breweries. We'll do golf outings, things like that. Our ultimate goal is to raise money for the Greenway.
It's great.
So, in various forms and fashions. So.
Seems like it's an adult fraternity for guys.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
Without the hazing.
Yeah.
Okay, That's good.
Oh, my goodness. So, what attracted you to this club? Why did you want to become a member?
Well, honestly, you know, my wife and I, or our family, we've been going the Greenway for a long time since we've moved here, and just kind of ran across it and met some folks, and a couple of buddies of mine were in it and got me into it. So
it's just fun.
It's just fun.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. You moved here, right? So when you move to a community, how do you get plugged in? Where do you get involved? And if you're hanging out at the Greenway and you notice that there's a social club that helps to preserve everything at the Greenway while also having some fun, then it makes for a great introduction.
Exactly.
And that way you meet everyone all at once instead of meeting people piecemeal week by week or year by year.
Exactly. No, it's a fun group of guys. I can't say a lot. I can't say, what am I trying to say here?
Say enough about them. There you go.
Or anything bad about them.
But it's just a fun group. Wow. And anyone that's interested in the Greenway and helping out, you know, raising money for the Greenway, or just wants to come have fun, you know, look us up and join us.
And one of those events that y'all are going to put on is called the Boil and Brew.
The Boil and Brew.
Which is happening the weekend before Halloween. So you're kind of leaning into that a little bit.
Yeah. Leaning into that a little bit. It's the Greenway's premier family-friendly event. meaning that, you know, you can bring your kids. They can have a good time. There's going to be hay bale mazes. The new playground, the Shearing playground, is going to be open this year.
Shearing Forest Playground is the newest amenity at our Lake Hagler entrance, and it will be open and for the Boil and Brew this year.
And there will be pumpkin painting, reptile encounters,
okay,
and just a whole lot of things for the kids. So come on down, get some low country boil.
Now you're talking.
Music, and
right.
Let the kids run around and have fun.
Chatham County Line is our headlining act. We also have Chris Hitchcock. So some great music to listen to and enjoy this fall evening. Saltwater Markets is doing the Low Country Boil, so you can be sure that it is amazing.
Yes.
That's one of...
Everybody's nodding their head.
Yes. Tyler Cup is best friends with Clint over there. We love Saltwater Markets.
Yes. Nice. We are committed to an authentic boil. And part of the VIP experience this year is a traditional sit-down, more family-style Low Country Boil experience. Fine. And you can do beer flights while you do it. Support your local breweries. We'll have several that are going to be there to support. David Martin Law is our premier sponsor. We appreciate all of the sponsors that support these fundraising events. So
now, is this open to the general public? Do you have to be a member of the Greenway?
No, it is open to the general public. There are VIP tickets, general admission. There's also kids tickets. It's free for kids 4 and under. So lots of options, non-alcoholic ticket options for those people who are just there for the food, perhaps. And then we'll also have our canteen available for some other food purchasing options in case the seafood is not for you.
And Ashley brings up a good point. You need to be a member of the Greenway, right? Like, can someone just walk off the street and take part in like the trails and stuff?
Absolutely. Okay. You can be a visitor.
Okay.
I encourage people who live locally to join because membership pays for itself really quickly after you visit it a few times. But you can always visit and then apply that visitor fee toward your membership if you want to join that day. We love to do that for folks.
That's great.
Well, there, as both Elizabeth Bowers and Steve Long have described, there's more to do at the Greenway way besides walking and enjoying the water activities, which is fantastic. That's also why it was designed. But you're getting involved and giving back to the community. And what's so great about the Anne Springs Coast Greenway, you're all about local. Like what you just named, all local, local, local. Mm-hmm. So that's a big part of your DNA. And of course, continuing the legacy of Miss Close herself and how much she enjoyed getting people outside in the era we live in with technology. It's helpful and great. But boy, putting that down sometimes and going outside and enjoying the great outdoors is what it's all about.
You know, you're outdoorsy or you're outsidey, you know. And I think these fundraising events are a great opportunity for the folks that just, you know, they love our mission, but maybe the trail races aren't for them, you know. These groups give back in such a meaningful way, and I think there is something for everyone at the Anne Springs Coast
Greenway.
And I think
what is so great about what you guys do, too, is that you do fundraise for yourself, but then y'all are such a vital part of not only the Fort Mill community, but the York County community, and y'all also give back, which was part of her legacy as well. So we appreciate that, just being community members.
So. Absolutely. So many great community partnerships help to make this possible. Innova Golf is going to be there with some demonstrations for our disc golf. We have a new disc golf course that they helped us with.
Cool.
And so, you know, lovely community partnerships that we're able to highlight during these fundraising events.
That's great.
So.
Well, again, these are two fall events happening at the Greenway. The first one is the Taste of Fort Mill this Friday, but you got to act like today because they're holding on just to a couple of extra tickets just for you, not the person beside you, just for you. And of course, you got the Boil and Brew presented by the Colonel's Club.
Tickets are going for that too.
That's okay. Right.
All right.
They're rocking and rolling.
Act
also.
Now, like they did on the infomercials. Exactly. Act now, but that's going to take place on October the 26th. So learn more about what you can do right there in your backyard. Elizabeth and Steve, thank you so much. We appreciate it, friends.
Thank you.